I have a friend who's, he's sweet. He's a good person. He's a very good person. But he is, like, gross. That's just a fact. I'm not being mean. I've told him to his face. And he has before, you know, eaten in his car to the point of not knowing that he had, like, a wrapper in his car. And to the point of, like, maybe not finishing his meal in the car, going inside. And to the point of having an old burger in his car for quite a while. And a McDonald's burger, to be fair, not just picking on McDonald's here. Any burger left out for long, for days, for road trips, will smell. My problem is a McDonald's burger left in your car for a month, stop smelling. Food. Food is supposed to go through a process. Whatever that food is, it could be fruits, it could be vegetables, it could be meats, right? It could be everything except, like, maybe seeds are supposed to go through a change. They get to a point where they're growing, they get to a point where they're ripe. Even if it's meat, you get to a point where the animal is killed, the animal is prepared, and then the meat is there to be eaten. Even with processed food, the process is usually to extend the shelf life of the food, but there's still a time to eat it and a time to not. And the fact that McDonald's goes through the process, like the burger goes through the process, they actually, you know, I think, kill a cow. They actually, I assume, make a burger. And then they actually sell it to you. And then maybe you get two. And then you only have time to eat one. And then maybe it falls off the passenger seat. And then it slides back because you were making a sharp left turn because you don't know how to drive. So you change lanes last minute when you're on the highway like a lunatic who's trying to get killed, who's trying to be injured in a car accident. And so you swerve, and then that swerve slides the burger under the seat, and you go about your life. You know, you get home, you go to work the next day, you come home, you go to work the next day, you come home, and you do start to smell something. But because you're gross, you're not going to do anything about it. You just sort of know that you smell it. You're aware that there is a smell. You just are thinking about it sometimes, like, never mind. That's the thought process of someone who is nasty. Because you know it's in your car, you know it's here, and you recognize it from before, from the last time you went, nah, probably not a big deal, probably not worth addressing. And then you wait until a friend, a good friend, a person who is not nasty, person named Josh, gets in your car because you offered them a ride. And when you take one of your famous left turns and almost hit the car in front of you, you slam on the brake. And when you slam on the brake, something slides to the front of the... Something hits poor Josh's foot. Josh, being inquisitive, looks down and sees a fully wrapped McDonald's burger, and reaches down, and there's a feeling, the burger. A little tough. And then I'm like, oh, your burger fell. And then you disgusting freak, you go, what burger? And I'm like, this burger. And then I hold up the burger, and then you go, huh, I haven't had McDonald's in weeks. And then Josh goes, oh.
Oh.
It's either that or Cracker Barrel, okay?